It's been a week. So we tried to get hacked, and all kinds of crazy stuff happened. But before we get into that, welcome to the Comic Talk 616 podcast. I am Matt, the Chaotic Evil Moon Baron, and we are here to talk about comics, video games, and movies, and all that fun stuff.
I am the Supreme Space Wizard. I'm the Supreme Space Wizard and Vice of Reason, Steve. I don't know why that ended up being German accent, but there you go.
Most space wizards are.
No, I'm just bored, so. I'm Eichsel. I decided to say my name backwards instead.
I am Solo.
And I am the Oracle.
Nice. Somebody tried to use our Comic Talk email to hack me. That was pretty sweet. That's the biggest thing that happened to my week. I was going through my notifications yesterday, and I was scrolling, and I pushed a thing that was for the Comic Talk page, and what that does on my app is it switches it over automatically to Comic Talk. But when it went to do that, it took me to the accounts thing. It said, "Which one's you?" And like, there was a guy named Tim Finley and Matthew. So I'm not Tim Finley.
Yeah.
So I logged in as Tim Finley, and then I self-reported that I sent a message from that account to technical support and said, "Hey, this isn't me. My name's this. This is my podcast page. That's the email they're using is from our podcast page. I don't know how they got that on here, but this isn't us." It was neat.
Dangerous.
You know? Yeah, I know, right?
I heard about this one couple. They got hacked a while back. It might have been the first situation where somebody got hacked. And it was, I think their last name was Borden. Yeah, Lizzie Borden's folks. They got hacked really bad. It was such a bad experience.
That's funny. Oh my gosh.
No response.
He's basically on his phone.
He nodded.
Yeah.
That's funny. No. Yeah. Gonna say, like, for as far as weeks, that's the biggest thing that happened this week for me. I also watched Black Lagoon a little bit.
Yeah. I finally started Trigun Stampede.
What'd you think?
I've only watched the first episode so far, but
I like
so good.
They got it pretty good.
Yeah.
They got them pretty close.
I wasn't sure how much I would like the new animation style, just because... Yeah, because it's different than the original.
It is that.
But I do like the style.
It is that 3D animation, but they did pretty good on this one. I think
it's still anime style though. So.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. It's that weird. That's three. It's almost that 3D anime. Netflix did it, but they did it way like harder. I don't know. Theirs wasn't as good.
It has harder like comic book and like lines.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that might be part of it.
And it depends on which show you're talking about on Netflix. Some were done well, but
the one that
some weren't done well.
So the one I was
Arcane was done really well.
Oh no, Arcane style. Was done really good. There was one called Knights of Sidonia that he did, and it was.
Did I watch that?
I don't know.
No, I don't think I watched that.
It's about
one.
People in space.
Okay, like no, mech I didn't suits. Watch that one. Yeah.
The mech suits were like that were fully 3D, and then they switched to 2D, and then they did 3D. Like they switched to 2D, 3D, and they kind of switched it back and forth. The 3D stuff was kind of jarring because it was mostly people, and like some about the faces just wasn't right.
I see.
Also, they had a bear person, and they never they never explained it ever.
What needs explained?
There was a bear person with a prosthetic arm, and they never explained a single thing about that character.
Does that my question though is, does that need explained? It's a bear person with a mechanical arm. That's the explanation.
It was a sweet old lady bear person that ran a
This just makes more and more sense the more you say.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it completely. Yeah, but they describe so many other detailed things, and then there's
You don't have to explain the sweet old lady bear with a mechanical arm.
With all the humans.
Yeah, no explanation needed.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, no, I didn't like the animation style as much as I like the Trigun Stampede stuff.
We need to figure out, are you supposed to call it Trigun or are you supposed to call it Trigun?
I've always called it Trigun, only because that's the first way I heard it, because it's just the Trigun. Japanese.
Yeah, this is Trigun.
I've heard it both ways, and so...
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Trigun, I think of something maybe different. Describe this Trigun, Trigun.
It's an anime.
It is the best anime of all time.
It's a pretty good
The original
anime.
One, like, I
it's,
still...
It is hands down my favorite anime series.
Well, I still think I like the original
separate
one.
Separate from everything? Is it its own little...
It's its own thing, yeah. It's like a space western.
Yeah,
space western.
Yeah.
So,
And a dude with a gun in a case that looks like it.
Yeah.
Cross.
My brain goes to Trigun. Isn't Trigun also, like, the bad dude in, like, Titans, Teen Titans, like that.
Deadshot?
None of us watches that.
I could... Oh, wait, that one. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Raven's dad.
Yeah.
The big demon man.
Yeah, big demon.
Oh, okay. Trigun. I don't know enough about the Titans characters to know what you're talking about, that's why I gave you the blank stare.
We tend to watch cool things here.
That's fair. Teen Titans was pretty good.
Yeah, I never got into it.
I watched Teen Titans when I was younger, but Teen Titans Go.
Oh no, so everybody hates that. We all hate that, don't we, Matt? Teen Titans Go.
Oh, I do.
I don't know anybody that likes Teen Titans Go.
I do.
Into Teen Titans.
Oh, you do like it?
No, I do know somebody who likes it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Mike Bradley.
Mike also likes Star Trek. I know. Thinks it's better than Star Wars.
I feel like I feel like he just makes wrong decisions.
Mike. Come to our show and fight us in the park at 5, apparently, because that's the place.
He might do it. I don't know if that's a good thing. He's like, which park?
We'll fix that in editing. It's all good.
We'll just pick a very, very cold day, and then we won't show up. That's
Mike's really
jokes
good.
On him.
Mike's really good with, like, soundboards and stuff. He might, like, de-edit it and find it. It's in there somewhere. Yeah. No, Teen Titans. I didn't like Teen Titans Go very much. Teen Titans was great. Teen Titans Go, no, that wasn't for me. They had a lot of, they had jokes that were good, like, in some of their references. Mm. And it was mostly by, like, the references in the background to stuff. There was a shot in there, like, in their tower where there's a urn that says Robin 2 on it, and it has a crowbar leaning on it.
Moments like that are perfection.
Like, that's pretty good, but then other stuff was like,
I gotta make a t-shirt now. I think I'm gonna make a t-shirt. That's almost as good as the,
Yeah.
Your Full Metal.
You should say the t-shirt should have like a, it can be like one of those like old-timey like Fallout style advertising.
I have iron transfers right now as we speak.
Well, see, I'm thinking like, I'm thinking like the Fallout style advertising, you know, the 1950s advertising, and it says Batman raising the bar since since the 1960s.
Wouldn't that be Joker raising the bar, though?
Oh, you know what? You're right. That's better. You're right. That's way better.
have a Vault Boy version of Joker. I'm going to make this happen.
That is fantastic. You must do this.
Oh,
at least once.
I know what I'm doing tonight. Oh, that's horrible. I'm sorry, Robin fans, but also not sorry. Because I hate Robin, all of them.
What else? Did you guys do anything else with your weeks other than make cool t-shirt ideas?
We watched the Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
What is it?
Cool. Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Was it good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was good.
Brian connected it to other DC Universe things that I...
Yeah. And it doesn't matter anymore. It's the final DC... Final of that era.
They call Batman a fascist, so that's right on point, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that was one character they called him a fascist.
Then you got the one of the bad guys that's like the sidekick of Susan Sarandon, but I called him like he was trying to be like Danny Trejo with his voice and stuff, but just couldn't pull it off.
But, anyway, the Blue Beetle taught us empathy.
Yeah.
We learned empathy.
Hmm.
We need to be beat over the head.
We should all be empathetic.
And you need to listen to the voices in your head.
Oh, good to hear.
Absolutely listen to the voices in your head.
Yeah, and then disregard them.
No, don't disregard.
I feel like...
No, I need to disregard the voices in my head.
I feel like, you know, I feel like we've shown a lot of empathy to you for being a DC fan. No, kidding.
Okie doke.
Kidding.
Have we been here since I was in Florida? I forget.
No.
Okay, so I have to add something from when I was in Florida.
Oh, sure.
So we had raining iguanas, because that happens in Florida.
Wait.
And we had tornadoes that caused raining frogs. Also a thing that happens.
Tornadoes with raining frogs.
Yeah. So I felt like I was in a plague.
Did,
you know,
yeah.
Like biblical proportion.
I mean, you were in Florida.
It was.
I mean, Florida's fine to visit.
So
the iguanas freeze.
Oh,
we're
yeah, so
Florida.
The tectonic is falling.
The thing that happens
Florida
sometimes,
me off.
Sometimes the thing that happens in Florida, at least
frogs.
In southern Florida, is when it gets cold
raining
enough,
frogs.
The cold-blooded
raining
animals,
frogs.
Like, they get paralyzed because they don't have enough heat in their body to move.
Right.
So, the iguanas like to be in the trees. So when they freeze, they get too cold and they get paralyzed. They just flop off of the whatever branch they're on and they fall on top of you. Oh, we also apparently had aliens happen in Miami. And I learned that the Florida version of Bigfoot is called a skunk ape.
Skunk ape.
Oh, really?
And they really honestly think that that's what we call it.
What?
Yeah. They don't know what Sasquatch is.
No, they don't. They really don't. They know what a skunk ape is. They don't know what Bigfoot is. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, you know Harry and the Hendersons? And he's like, yeah, skunk ape. No. Like Bigfoot,
skunk ape.
Listen, Florida, just because you have raining reptiles
they're still the
doesn't
same
mean you
thing.
Get to take Bigfoot away from us.
Yeah. Floridians.
So that was my...
You guys also call mountain lions panthers.
Is that what they call?
Yeah. Well,
why?
It should be called a...
Oh,
puma
the, so at the Jacksonville airport,
can't
when
be a panther unless it's black.
It was still decorated for Christmas time, even though it was past New Year's. And so we had Santa Claus with his 12 alligators instead of reindeer with Santa hats on.
Nice.
Oh, and he was on a, what was he, on a jet ski?
On a jet ski.
You know why it has to be black to be a panther?
Why is that?
Because.
Because of the.
It's a mutation that makes them black. That's, like...
I thought it was because of the movie Black Panther.
Wait,
no.
Does that mean Black Panther should just be called Panther?
Pretty much.
Mutated Panther.
Basically, yeah. It's a black leopard.
So
I'm thinking sequel, Mutated Panther.
Our black cat.
So
a panther
is a mutated leopard. Well, that panther, like the Black Panthers, are mutated leopards, or sometimes...
That's even
what's
better.
What's the other one? Jaguar.
Coming to Marvel Universe, Mutated Leopard.
They're like...
Yeah, it's like an extra amount of...
they already have black panther.
Melanin.
They're going
so,
yeah. to put that in.
They have extra melanin in their coats that makes their coat black.
Yeah, yeah. So
all black cats are panthers.
So wait, so then like, should we call different things like different... Like, are we calling animals wrong then? So should we be like white polar bear?
No.
Skunk ape.
They don't. They come.
No, what I'm saying is I'm calling out Floridians for calling pumas or cougars panthers because they're not panthers because they're not black. They can't be a panther unless they're black. That's
did you
what
ever watch
makes
Red
it a panther.
Blue back in the day when it was
yes.
like in the beginning and the puma
yes.
and the warthog thing?
Oh, I vaguely remember
yeah,
that. That's
they were
been
fighting
years.
Over what to call the warthog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. I like puma. Yeah, puma sounds great. No, it's a warthog. Why? Why is it a warthog? And just back and forth. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I love Red versus Blue, the original, back from forever ago.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Rooster,
no, those are pretty
rooster
great.
Teeth was... They were smart.
True.
Creative.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Things and stuff.
Fun stuff of weeks. Do we want to...
Oh, I also started playing God of War Ragnarok this week.
Nice.
Finally.
Mm. Nice.
That first fight with Thor.
I hear it's really good.
That was funny.
I hear
he
it's
made a
good.
Clapping sound.
I was trying not to be too loud and peek the mic.
Clapping.
It was a golf clap, like a nice, like,
you should have
clap.
One of those claps
nice,
that Brian can
do. It was a
do.
Nice golf. Here,
I can
how
do
about
this?
Clap. Yeah.
Nobody heard that.
I can hear it.
Did you hear it?
Oh, I can hear it.
Yeah.
I can hear it.
You just call that the Han Solo.
I couldn't
clap.
Hear it. All I could hear was the helicopter flying over. See, there it is again.
Oh, boy.
It's a chopper.
Oh, that sounds like somebody swinging a rope or something, like a cable.
Almost lightsabery.
Lightsaber.
Anyway. News. Nerdy
so,
news.
Nerdy news.
Tomorrow, which would be like a few days ago when you're listening to this. The full trailer for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire released on Monday.
Yeah.
The 29th.
So it will have released by the time you hear this, but
yeah.
It hasn't released yet.
So we'll talk about it on Wednesday because we haven't seen it yet.
We can talk about it now, but I mean, we'll just
so
be guessing.
We love it in the future.
I think there's ghosts.
Mm. I know, the teaser trailer
I didn't
looked
know that.
Cool.
It did.
So this is
wait,
the sequel to the
to yeah, Afterlife.
Yeah. Afterlife.
What?
Uh-huh. So you're going to have the Stranger Things kid.
This whole
you're
time
have
I've been
Paul
late,
Rudd
so.
Being Paul Rudd.
Uh-huh. And Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd.
Cool.
And I'm guessing...
are they
going to
do a
Ernie
ghost
Hudson.
Cameo of... what's his face? The one who passed away?
I doubt
Egon.
It.
Egon.
That would be dumb if they did.
Yeah,
like, he had his good send-off in
that, was
that
a good
movie.
Send-off.
They shouldn't,
yeah,
they shouldn't touch that.
Yeah.
Hope they don't.
Unless he goes
I don't think they will. That
oh,
would be,
dude.
That would be
what if he came back
bad
evil?
Taste, I think.
No, stop it. Don't
no.
give people bad ideas.
No.
Evil Egon.
I feel... I don't know. I feel like it's already kind of pushing it sometimes when they, like, have the cameos or whatever, and it's, like,
yeah.
a dead person, but, like... I feel
oh,
like
yeah,
making the making
Fisher
the dead
in.
Person the actual... Making the person that's actually died the evil ghost seems a little... insensitive, we'll say.
Yeah, that would be a slap
just
in the
a
face
touch.
To
I say bringing
to,
Carrie Fisher make her
what's
evil.
His name's family.
It's all good.
Yeah, probably a little bit. So, we'll be talking a little bit more about some thoughts about that.
Harold here. Ramis. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Just trying to think of his name.
Egon.
We'll be thinking about, we'll be talking a little bit more about like some expectations and some ideas about that here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But let me give a fun news story. Hey, did you know that you can beat Baldur's Gate in 20 minutes?
I hate speedrunners. Let me just put that out there right now.
I watched about
hate speedrunners.
I watched about 5 minutes of this run. They were already through Act One.
How many weeks has it taken us to get through Act One on our Sunday night playthrough now?
We're not really through it.
I know.
A 10,000-pound bear named Shadowheart. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so the...
Why is it a 10,000-pound bear?
Because I think they multi-class after a certain point and then use the bear.
Maybe an owl bear.
Okay.
Or they do a transformation thing. I didn't see the very end of it. Like I said, I watched about 5 minutes of it, and I was saddened. I was saddened. They also do leveling up in like 3 seconds. They know exactly what they're picking. So
well,
they just,
I mean, yeah,
if
you already
done.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
The person that did that run last month for Good Games Done Quick.
Yeah.
And they did it in like 32 minutes then. So they shaved about 12 minutes of time off somehow.
Ooh. Here's a cool... Speaking of Ghostbusters...
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the... they're going to reunite at the firehouse at some point.
Yes.
I'm guessing that means the firehouse in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, from what it looks like, this movie looks like it's more set in New York.
Cool.
New York-esque.
Yeah. New York-esque.
If not entirely in New York. I don't know if we're watching like the end of the. I don't know if the trailer is like for the end of the movie, the beginning of the movie, but I assume it looks like most of it's in New York. Most of what we see, at least.
Yeah.
They could lie. Maybe. Yeah. Gosh. Why have they got to release trailers on Mondays, man?
Yeah. So. Jason Reitman didn't direct Frozen Empire.
No.
Huh. That's kind of weird.
It is. I'm not... It might be good. Yeah, that might be a good sign. That might be a bad sign. It's looking pretty good so far, so...
No, it does. Hopefully it's, what, Gil Kenan? Kenan?
Yeah, yeah.
I was gone. What are we talking about?
Frozen Empire.
Frozen Empire a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, it's definitely, according to this here poster, it's set in New York, because that's definitely the Empire State Building in the shot.
No. What I'm saying is I don't know how much of it's in New York.
That's a cool poster.
It is a cool poster. I wonder, like, I don't, like...
Cool poster.
Literally a cool poster.
Man, that's... Good job. Nah. You know, your humor is chilling.
I gotta give you a cold shoulder on that one.
Dude, that was cold.
Dude, Slimer? Really?
Yeah.
Hot dip.
Oh, yeah, they put him
Slimer
in everything.
Slimer on dip.
They put him in everything.
He wasn't in Afterlife.
That's no, true, he was not.
He hasn't been around since.
Wasn't he in there once? Briefly?
No, like way back.
I don't think he was.
I thought he was.
He was in like.
That's okay. I could be reminding
if he was, two? It was a very tiny cameo.
Yeah, I thought there was a tiny one, but I could be wrong.
Oh, like an end credit thing?
Maybe, or somewhere. Because I thought they put him somewhere in there. I could be wrong.
Screen Rant has a post that says Ghostbusters, why Slimer didn't return for Afterlife, and why it was right.
Why it was right?
I mean, it's Screen
Somebody
Rant.
Punched this person in
it's
the
Screen
nose.
It's Screen Rant. They have interesting opinions.
Yeah, that is an interesting opinion. It's a wrong opinion.
That's okay.
That was something that for the real Ghostbusters that they did well was having Slimer like
just
kind of
around.
Their mascot.
Yeah,
just all of the cartoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
just
that
chilling.
Was the best.
Yeah.
So is the receptionist lady? Is she a Ghostbuster now? Because that picture makes me think she's like
probably.
On the team.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, you know, we have to.
The blue glass.
We have to add that diversity in there. Yeah. It's important. It's important.
Gotta have receptionists.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
As a receptionist, mm-hmm. I believe that we kick butt. Lexi left the coolest little drawing on my keyboard today at work that I love.
What was the drawing
there forever?
Garth and Axe.
Garth and Axe.
Garth and Axe. That makes me think of Garth from Wayne's World.
I think you're right.
One of my friends.
They made Janina
a
Ghostbuster.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Everybody gets to be well. They made like children Ghostbusters too. So
now they get points on their DEI.
Everybody gets to be a Ghostbuster. You're gonna be a Ghostbuster. You're gonna be a Ghostbuster.
Oh no! You just opened
everybody's
it.
A ghost. The whole New York's a Ghostbuster.
All right.
Oh,
never mind. Let's
end.
Have a sequel to the other Ghostbusters.
They're all going to get a jacket.
Sequel? Remake?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I just said that to
Speaking
hurt you.
Speaking of Ghostbusters,
it's
the
a
Ghostbusters.
Sequel.
Listen, just because I said something hurtful doesn't mean you have to as well.
I counter hurt with more pain.
You got a Ghostbuster car passed by your school?
With Afterlife.
That's awesome.
The new one, Frozen...
Frozen Empire? Yeah.
Frozen Empire. is the like the one like wedged in the middle with the ladies and.
That's a complete remake abomination.
Yeah, that one doesn't exist.
Is it like just gone from the timeline? It never.
No, it never was in the timeline.
Yes, that
is
true.
It was a complete remake.
It was a complete remake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had.
I liked aspects of it. It was okay for what it was.
I watched it and I was like, hey, you know.
I really liked Chris Hemsworth.
Oh yeah, he's the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the main character, so I can't watch the movie.
Yeah,
Christine Wiig.
Oh, we watched something with her in it recently.
She was in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
That's the one.
Yeah.
She played a good character in that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely cool.
As opposed to.
She might have been the only Ghostbuster in that movie that was even halfway.
Yeah. Well, and then she did, she was...
Tolerable.
The cat.
Yeah, the cat lady person.
84, Wonder Woman.
The Wonder Woman, 84.
She was Cheetah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched that movie.
Well, she was in it.
And I need to watch it to weird. Give it my own opinions. I just haven't gotten around to it
She
yet.
Reminds me of the character played by the guy who does Data. In Independence Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
She even looks like him a little bit.
She is a quirky.
I'm amazed that I didn't realize that was Data until last year.
Oh, from Independence Day.
So.
Yeah.
Correct.
Sony wants Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield back for Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm a little confused by that, like...
I am as well. What would they be doing with that?
Well, I'm confused by that because, like, they're gonna kind of mess up the specialness of those three being together. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of milk it for all it's worth.
Yeah,
and they're like, it went like so kinda, well, let's do it again.
I felt like they kind of did the first time, and they're like, that's all it was worth. That's good. We're good right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are they gonna do? Like, joke more about how the web comes out of his wrists. You know?
Yeah.
Where else does it come from, you know?
Yeah, well, like...
How many more jokes can you make about where the web comes from?
Yeah.
Yeah, and about, like, oh, this guy's getting old. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's watch Spider-Man crack Spider-Man's back. That's something we need to watch. Let's watch that again.
That's right, they did do that, didn't they?
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, that... Like... That took so long. Like, why? You cut out so much other stuff.
You know what, Matt? I think you need to watch The Blue Beetle and learn some empathy.
Yeah, there's a lot of empathy in that.
These old men need jobs. And if the only jobs they can have is earning insane amounts of money to be on the screen.
So is this also going to be, like, something to do with Madame Web?
No, that's coming out.
That's
a separate thing, and it's coming out pretty soon.
Is that a Miles Morales one?
No, Madam Web. The Madam Web one is just Madam Web and some other spider people.
Okie dokie.
Is it a cartoon movie or is
No, it's live action. It's just got really bad marketing because I think we all forgot it existed until they
didn't even
like last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to come out February 14th.
Really? That's
yeah.
a good day for really? Things to come
I
out.
I didn't even know of its existence.
That's pretty bad.
Same.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's
they just
pretty
have.
Soon.
Hey, honey, on Valentine's Day, do you want to go not see that?
Oh, but I already have tickets.
To not see it?
To not see it.
To not see it.
We're literally going to the movie theater right next to it just to not
that's
see
funny.
It.
That's funny.
Doesn't
no,
even
we're
matter
not
what's playing.
Oh, man. Listen, you can go. You can go to the first showing at 11:35 in the morning on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that. Oh, is it Wednesday?
Wednesday, February 14th.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We will have the theater to ourselves. And you know what?
It'll be empty.
Yeah.
You'll have the theater to yourselves, and it'll still be too empty.
No, like, I just realized we never celebrated Han Solo's birthday on the podcast this year, because it was just a few days ago.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he turned 44 years old.
Who?
Han Solo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah.
He's an old man.
Congratulations on the reaching level 44.
Yes. I rolled a 44.
You didn't go level 44.
Speaking of levels and rolling, they're making a Dungeons & Dragons VR game.
I just did that just so you could segue.
I'm glad.
Dude, that would be exciting.
That sounds exciting. It's supposed to be an officially licensed one, so...
What? For? Is it a console, or is it...
It's supposed to be... Well, it looks like it's going to be a console.
Except for the murder
PC,
stuff.
But it's hard to tell, because it's supposed to be VR. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know it probably will be on PSVR, most likely, but it definitely will be on the computers.
Did you hear about the new PlayStation that's coming out that's just a dead pigeon taped to a battery?
Oh, yeah.
No, and it's $6,000.
That sounds about right.
Coming 2028. I think I put that in the
made it
chat.
We made our PlayStation smaller. Give us $500 more, please.
Yep.
It's on sale.
Dead Pigeon. The sequel.
An officially licensed VR game is kind of... That's exciting to me. Because that means it's going to be done pretty well. Because I imagine you don't officially get to do officially licensed games for D&D stuff if you... don't have a good plan.
Oh, they're rebooting Fantastic Four for the 50th time?
Yes. Nice. They've rewritten it 3 times now.
Cool.
Yeah, because they better get it right this time.
Yes.
I think it's cursed.
I hope it's not.
It was cursed because Fox kept making garbage so they could keep the rights to it.
My favorite was the one with, Captain America playing...
Well, that was the only halfway decent one.
That's the first one, right?
We saw the photo of the younger class version of him, where Mr. Fantastic's like 16 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. Was there two of those or
what?
One?
Huh?
The one with Michael B. Jordan as the Human Torch.
There was one with Michael B. Jordan? You sure?
Is this like... Okay.
Universe that was released in, there was only one of those abominations.
There was one, okay.
That universe is the darkest timeline.
There was two. But I'm glad.
You're talking about Fanforstic?
Brian likes Mr. Fantastic so much that that's why his face looks the way it does right now.
So I didn't watch that. I didn't watch that movie that doesn't exist. I purposefully left that as like a really bad bet I gotta lose. There's gonna be a hard bet where I wanna bet somebody something and my thing is gonna be one thing and their thing is gonna be I have to watch that movie.
They're gonna take Pedro Pascal and put him in another thing.
Uh-huh.
And he is gonna be Mr. Fantastic, apparently.
Yeah.
Reportedly cast, although there's no official confirmation from Marvel.
No.
Right. No, there was some reporting on it. If it's true...
used too much.
I mean... He has been used quite a bit for a lot of different projects.
He is everybody
projects.
Everywhere.
He's the bad guy in BLC.
And who he's
Wonder
not
1984.
Is Oscar Isaac. That's pretty much it. That's what everybody is.
No, him and Oscar Isaac are interchangeable. They're both used so much.
Whoever's not Pedro Pascal is Oscar Isaac. That's the end.
Vice versa.
Wow.
Wow.
Are we sure they're not the same person?
Wow.
Pretty sure.
Have we seen them together?
No, never.
I'm just saying.
Have you heard about the new version of Dune?
It's called
How You Doing?
How You Doing?
And it's got Matt LeBlanc playing every part. How You Doing?
Pretty good. That, you know what? I'd watch it.
I know they can only hear us, but the facial expressions on every one of those is
just
hilarious.
Look up the meme about how you doing.
How you doing?
You'll be good.
Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, yeah, we already talked about the Iron Heart thing on Wednesday, didn't we?
The what?
The Iron Heart thing on Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Whoops. Finished shooting.
Whoops. Yeah, it's finished shooting. Ready to go. That's exciting. Something that's less exciting. I believe it's Riot. It was Riot Games, correct? That was doing the Kill Justice League. Let's see. Oh no, Warner Brothers Games. Warner Brothers Games apparently has informed IGN that they have declined to send any early release codes, and they aren't sending them out to other journalists. mm-hmm. which usually doesn't lead to a good game, typically. Typically when a game's, like, really good, they...
Rocksteady.
Yeah. Well, Rocksteady and Warner Brothers, It says it's Warner Brothers specifically is not sending
us money. Oh, okay.
So, they don't have to, right? Like, nobody has to send codes out, but if you don't send codes out, it usually means that your game's not very... You're not very confident in your game. Because it's IGN. Like, if it was somebody else, if it was, like, a smaller gaming news service, it might be something different, but there's, like, IGN's a number one or number two, depending on if you like Kotaku or not. Like, you kind of can't not send them review codes if you want to review your game and get hype out there for it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not looking good for that game, unfortunately. So I've read some reports that some of it looks good, but I will trust it a month after it comes out.
Maybe it's as good as that Cyberpunk game.
Well, that Cyberpunk game, they're actually, like, fixing stuff for that now. Apparently
That's been fixed a long time
ago. No, but, like, apparently now it's kind of where people thought it would be when it, like, released.
Yeah.
Because they just came out with another patch for a bunch of bugs.
I think I was only talking about the release.
But the release was...
Terrible.
Horrid.
I mean, amazing. Depending. If you actually want a working game.
I watched some pretty wild
then
footage.
Then it was terrible.
But this one shouldn't be that, like, complex. So it shouldn't have that many bugs, but...
Is it going to be from the perspective of the Suicide Squad?
Yeah,
and, like, you play them and your whole purpose is to kill...
The Justice League.
Like,
they got the... Yeah.
Justice League's evil in this.
Oh, you mean the Justice Lords?
No, they got... Something happened to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they became lords.
Lords of Justice.
Lords of Justice, yes.
Superman's got his black and white uniform.
Oh, snappy.
It will be interesting. I want to play this game for the story. Because I just want to see whatever wild story's going on. I kind of am hesitant because they didn't give a review copy, and I've heard a lot of...
But the question is,
things.
Can you play it in 20 minutes and beat it?
That's a good
and
question.
And be a bear.
And be a bear.
And be a bear. No. Quite possibly.
Cocaine Bear is going to play that game in 10 minutes.
All right. So.
Cool.
That's
cool.
Our nerdy news.
That is our nerdy news. Unfortunately, I'm not very.
Gonna briefly leave for a couple of ads and then come back and talk Ghostbusters a little bit.
Sure.
Briefly.
Yeah.
I think. Something like that. Well, yeah. Make noise. Well,
yeah, things and stuff.
Yeah, things and stuff. Here's
hey
Jake.
Hey, guys. So apparently I'm supposed to be smooth, but you know what I'm not as smooth as? I'm not as smooth as Best Slope Coffee, the Best Slope Coffee of all the Rockies. You don't believe me? They have freaking awards. And you know what? You should reward yourself with a nice cup of Joe. You can go down to Best Slope Coffee Co. in Fruita, Colorado. Oh, wait. You don't live here? That's because you're dumb. But you know what is not dumb? Going to Best Slope Coffee Co. where you can order a brand new subscription with varieties. And those varieties are...
Bi-weekly, monthly, or a three-month barista choice box. They'll be sent directly to your home whenever you want.
Don't be a dummy. Get Best Slope Coffee today.
I'm Tommy Green, the executive director of Run Against Traffic. We exist to give everyday people like you the tools necessary to fight against human trafficking and raise awareness and funds for the long-term aftercare of its victims. Become someone's superhero today at irunagainsttraffic.com.
So make sure you bring lots of
food.
Just
here. We're back.
Hey.
Hey.
We forgot to mention that
Jake's not here.
Yeah, he went to a puppy kicking contest, I believe.
Mm-hmm. He won.
Yeah. He won with a 35-yard field goal with a Jack Russell Terrier.
Because
Jake is wrong.
Yep. Hey, at least he didn't break his other knee because he tends to have issues with dogs.
Well. Yeah.
So he could have gone into the competition where the dog kicked him instead.
See, I think my theory is the dog knew the whole time, like, what he did for, you know, a sport.
Was it a bird dog?
Well, it's his dog, but, you know, knocked him over.
Bird dog.
That's your whole week.
That was a slow burn one. That was good.
Yeah, that's a good
kind of like took me a second. Just,
it gets funnier the more you think about it.
It really does.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
Not sorry. Anyway. So.
Hey, drink the water while you're down there, okay, Jake?
A lot.
Have of any... And tape a bunch of bread to yourself.
Can you drink the water straight from the faucet? That'd be great.
I want to drink the ocean water.
I mean, he is in Cancun. Their water's slightly better than other places.
Oh, my sister has a timeshare there.
No. From experience.
No. I know.
No. No. Yeah, no, the water down there bad.
It's okay, all Jake. Bad. You can drink it all. And it's non-alcoholic, so it's safe for you.
Someone should put a bunch of bird seed around his house.
Isn't that where they bottle liquid death?
Possibly.
That's what it's really... No, it's literally liquid death.
He probably just took a suitcase full of liquid death so he'd have water to drink.
I'm imagining his suitcase is all liquid death and like two socks.
Yeah, that's about it.
I didn't see any socks in that picture on the beach. Clothes
the whole day. The whole time.
Seems about right.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. Expectations for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yeah, let's talk Frozen Empire for sure.
I think it's going to be cold. I'm not sure that they'll have a very warm reception.
I think they're going to try to get as many people back from the original movie as they can. If they're doing like a New York focus.
Yeah, bring back Egon. He was the best.
Well, yeah, we mentioned it earlier. Maybe bringing him back as an evil ghost might be the bad thing to do.
No.
Even as a good ghost.
A good ghost would be fine.
Well, what if he comes back and the whole time he was Slimer?
Oh.
Sleagon.
No, Sleagon. Oh my god.
He was Slimer the whole time.
That's nice.
Slimer's the evil. Oh, what if Slimer's the big bad guy at the end of this?
I just thought like Slimer always was the big bad guy.
No.
I mean, just looking at this one photo of Slimer, I'm just like, I don't see how he could ever be evil. He's
kind of upsets everybody all the time.
Those kind of ghosts just like to eat everything. Yeah. That's their thing. They eat everything.
Honey, I think our cat died.
Maybe in this new movie, he'll eat the entire universe. He's a ghost. He eats everything.
He'll eat all of New York City. And then become big like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, and
be like your big head.
He'll be a chonky.
I would like that turn where he like turns into the city of New York, and then New York's the whole bad. Because sometimes like New York's the good guy at the end of those movies. What if New York was the bad guy?
For a little while, he was the bad guy in the first one.
Maybe the ghosts all just want to make friends, and they just don't know how.
He was a bad. It was
the
bad
New
guy.
York's being mean.
New
to
York,
them.
Yeah.
How? Why?
Because everybody was angry with each other, and that made all the ghosts.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So are you saying the whole movie is just them running around New York getting yelled at by New Yorkers for being in the way?
Mm-hmm. That's how it should be. That is what New Yorkers would do.
I'm walking here.
I'm walking here. As long as it's like Christopher Walken and he's actually saying it.
I'm walking here.
It's a good attempt.
It was better.
I've done better.
Yeah, I don't know about and I've done worse. And doing a walking joke.
See, I was gonna try, but I think mine's gonna be worse.
See, I came out of the store, and I took some steps, and I'm walking here.
I would like to see John Hurt doing a Christopher Walken impression. I think he'd do good.
Christopher Walken's so hard to do. So hard to do.
I feel like Christopher Walken has a hard time.
I've nailed it once.
I feel like Christopher Walken has a hard time doing Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah. Remember him in Joe Dirt when he was the janitor, but like, you know, under. Yeah.
Willem Dafoe could do it, I bet.
Willem Dafoe?
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe.
So, just so you guys know, Christopher Walken apparently is going to be in the Ghostbusters movie.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Oh, he is. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
I'm just reading over there.
I thought, that's new news.
We just went
off
on a rant. Okay. So I'm gotcha. Like,
he's the I'm walking here guy.
Yeah.
He'll just be in several different scenes in different outfits.
And then you got
I'm walking.
Then
here.
You got Matt LeBlanc just I'm, being like, "Hey, I'm, how you doing?
Hey, I'm walking here."
Yes! I would love that to be like.
Yes, that is.
Somebody needs to actually make that into a clip.
Instead of Christopher Walken actually being in there, he's just voicing. He's just going to dub over all the New Yorkers.
I want that for my text message tone.
Love it.
Steven saying, "I'm walking here."
But then you got Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson. I mean, they're all in their 90s. It's pretty awesome. They're going to have their guns all strapped onto their walkers.
Yeah.
Guns don't crush the streams.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
I hope they are kind of more of a bit part and not a big focus of the movie, because, like, then it's going to be kind of two focuses, and I don't love it when they do that. Because, like...
No, they should focus on them.
Yeah, sure.
A good amount, not just...
And then get rid of the other people? You're right. Good call. I like this plan.
All I know is the Stranger Things kid is in it. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is Paul Rudd in it? Listed in it.
Yeah, he is.
He's in there. He's on the poster.
And he's in the trailer.
They just don't talk about him in these.
We don't talk about Paul Rudd.
We don't talk about Paul.
No, it just makes sense to have all of them all grouped up together as one big team.
If they're doing one big team, I just don't like what they do with the, like, let's split the focus kind of thing, where it's like...
Yeah, I don't...
Here's the old team that we like,
and
the
new people that this one.
Some
we
of us
like.
Some of us like more than others.
So you got Slimer, you got the whole cast, aside from poor Egon.
He's in there, he's just Slimer.
But the name itself, Frozen Empire, mm-hmm. I mean, like, is the world gonna, like... frost over.
That's a good question.
We're going to go into the world of...
I'm curious what they're going to do, because they, like...
They're going to cross over with the ice giants of...
Of Disney?
Of Marvel.
Elsa made them.
ice ghosts aren't, like, a fairly common trope, so... Ice.
Not really.
Yeah, I'm kind
of... Oh, can Vanilla Ice be in it, too?
he can be the god of... Or the king of the... ice ghosts.
Yeah,
I would love. I would love if, like, you know, the end scene, they throw open the big double doors, and there's a mist, and they just hear very very, like, very very softly, ice.
No, not even that. All you hear is the ding ding
ding ding ding. Yeah.
And then it leads it, and then you're like, it's going to be Vanilla Ice, then it's under pressure.
And then it's under pressure instead.
then it's under pressure, they're like, hey, stop that.
Then we get a David Bowie ghost to go along with it.
Ooh.
David Bowie?
Under Pressure, buddy.
No, that was...
Oh, who was that?
That was Queen.
Oh, wait, it's the
David
other one.
Bowie sang it with him
at
a concert.
It's Dancing in the Street that's the David Bowie one that I'm thinking of. Sorry. Okay. But it is another ghost, because it's like Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
They're all ghosts.
That would actually be hilarious. Doors thrown open, Vanilla Ice is standing there. You hear the the intro. And then Freddie Mercury stands out and steps out, and it's under pressure.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. That'd be a nice slap to the face of Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Are you?
I mean, it was a good.
Warner Brothers,
what do they call that one?
A song.
A sample.
This is gold.
It was a good sample.
Oh, heck yeah.
It was a very well-used sample.
Yeah, definitely.
It lasted the entire...
Cancel Your Movie. Cancel Your Movie.
Although, I think Vanilla Ice's best role ever was when he was in...
Turtles 2. Secret of the Ooze.
No,
yeah.
It was the new guy one when he was just a store clerk.
I haven't seen that. Yet.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
But yeah, that was really good.
There's a little bit of... fun trivia already on IMDb. Apparently the code name for this movie was Firehouse.
Oh.
So.
Interesting.
I wonder if it's going to focus a lot on their, like, I bet it's going to focus
being
a lot on
the firehouse.
It's going to be at the firehouse for sure. I mean, we saw pictures, but, like,
right.
I feel like that's going to be a bigger focus maybe.
So the firehouse had the containment unit.
Yeah,
the big all one. The ghosts.
Ooh. Yeah.
There's something there. Like, it. Like years later, all of a sudden,
it's like
somebody's...
Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed.
Yeah, like somebody's like,
I get,
do
I
not
get the,
touch.
Well, I get the feeling that years. Egon moved all of that.
Listen, yeah, Egon...
Well, no, it was still there at the end of Afterlife, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah, never mind.
I mean, they're could be something to that. Like, I mean, I'm talking like the, all of a sudden everybody, even going back in time, like, you know how the Titanic passengers rolled in for Ghostbusters 1?
Dude, so, no, that was, that was two.
That was two, yeah. That's right.
The first teaser trailer for Ghostbusters 2, it was like silence and fog and the ghost Titanic rolling into harbor. Yeah. One of the best teaser trailers ever.
Yeah. Wasn't it Cheech? He played the guy in the ship, like, oh, better late than never.
It might have been.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I love that you did that impression.
What?
I actually invented that impression.
You are an impression.
Yes. I live to impress.
He's the impression.
Weird.
What do you got?
Oh, they're like, okay, they're talking about the trailer, but they have it on IMDb as a review. They're like, they have one review. The review's about the trailer, not about the movie.
Well, yeah.
But I thought I saw the review and I was like, who reviewed this before they saw it? Like, come on. It's happened. It's happened a lot.
Oh, yeah. Review bombers do that all the time because they're huge
jerks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Who's writing credits?
This other movie made me mad, so I'm going to destroy this other movie that has nothing to do with the movie that made me mad.
Or my movie's not doing as good as it should, so I'm gonna make this other movie also do bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bunch of trolls.
Nah. I hope we don't get that with this, because like I said, I hope this is good.
I hope.
I'm really. So,
I hope we don't see a return of Gozer. Like, it worked for Afterlife.
Yeah.
And that was fine, but.
It was fun for Afterlife.
If Gozer comes back again, I'm going to be like, guys, there's plenty of other evils you can fight.
Well, there's a whole, like,
there's a ton of them in the cartoon.
Well, they have a whole mythology set up in their world building. Like, they have a lot of different kinds of ghosts.
Any word on Sigourney Weaver? No? Maybe?
You know what? I don't know.
I don't think I saw it on there, but it's always possible. I mean, to be fair, they don't have all the cast and crew announced yet, so.
I mean, I don't
feel like.
If she's in it, it would be a quick cameo, I would think.
Oh, Patton Oswalt?
Yeah.
William Atherton? Oh my goodness, he is straight up 80s. Kumail Ali Nanjiani. We just saw.
Kumail Nanjiani?
Yeah.
We just heard his voice in the movie Migration about ducks flying south.
That was a fun movie.
He was. Yeah.
He's funny.
I used to listen to his podcast. He had a pretty good one.
He's a comedian, too.
He's a comedian. Yeah. No, I listened. He used to do a pretty good video game podcast.
Nice.
Let's see what Rotten Tomatoes is already saying about it.
Well, they can't say much because it hasn't been early released to anybody yet.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Like I said, I am very hopeful for this movie. It looks like it's going to be really good.
They knocked Afterlife out of the park, so.
They did pretty dang good with Afterlife.
If the new director for this one did half as good as Jason Reitman did with Afterlife, it'll be good.
They did pretty good.
Kind of sad that Jason Reitman didn't direct this one.
Yeah. It is a little weird. But I'm not sure why.
Who directed it?
I forgot his name. The name already.
So they knocked it out of the park. The same park you're gonna go fight in later?
No, it's a different park.
Okay.
That's the ballpark. We don't fight at the ballpark.
Well, it was written by Jason Reitman and Ivan Reitman. So there's.
Oh, it was written by them. Okay, just not directed by them.
Yeah, they have writing credits on there. Yeah.
So they probably okay. Well, that's cool.
If they didn't want to, if they had a different direction for, directing and writing and stuff, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as they're involved. Like, if they leave the project, though, that is kind of not always great.
We all know what we get when we take writers out of projects that made the original stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
We get The Witcher Season 4.
Airbender.
And 3.
What was that even?
Nothing. That doesn't exist.
It was a figment of your imagination.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's a timeline that doesn't exist.
Oh, you mean that show that they're gonna? You mean that show that Netflix is making right now? Yeah, that one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that one. Not out yet.
The one that's not out yet. I didn't see that before.
February 22nd.
Wild. Is
they're
that
just,
really?
They're just gonna put the same thing out there and break it up. You know, same actors.
Do you know if they're are they doing that one weekly? Or are they doing another one?
We'll see. We'll see how week it is.
Being Netflix, I imagine it'll all be dropped at once. Like,
okay.
They. I can't think of anything else that they've done weekly on Netflix.
They had a couple shows they were trying that with. They've done some.
Yeah. Have they? I just can't.
They had a few, but most of them they dropped.
Yeah,
right
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to drop the whole season or.
All right. Well. Oh. Weekly. Okay. To wrap this up. Mm-hmm. So, to wrap this podcast up, I have a story. I have to tell you something wild.
Okay.
So, my mom's watching One Piece. Legitimately has finished the live action show is watching the anime.
Wow. Your mom is
by
awesome.
Herself.
And enjoying it.
And enjoying it. Yeah. I don't know how to feel about this.
You should feel happy for your mom, Matt.
I am, but I'm also my mom doesn't like most of the things I like, so it's weird. Like, she likes some of the Marvel movies, but I think that was only because of Chris Hemsworth.
Now, why is that?
Because he's a beautiful man.
Oh, he is man. A beautiful man.
But, no, it's kind of wild because we started watching the live-action one with her on New Year's with Rachel. Like, she wanted to watch it, so we watched it. She's like, that's actually really good. Cool. She kept my Netflix account going. She owes me money to watch this.
She's paying you to keep Netflix, basically?
Yes. She can watch it on Hulu.
Oh my goodness.
But she's watching it on Netflix.
Is she listening
Wait,
to
all
episode?
The anime?
Yeah. She's well she watched the live action one by herself.
Yeah.
Like we watched the first episode.
Which
with
is
her.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
But the anime's on Hulu.
The anime's on Netflix too, but it's also on Hulu.
Yeah.
But more of it's on Hulu, isn't it?
But you just gotta give her props.
Yeah, there's a lot more available on Hulu. Huh?
That's a long membership too to get them all in.
Well, like I keep telling her to like switch over. She's like, I owe you more money, haha. And I'm like, I'm trying to send a message here.
Send a message.
Did you tell her she's gonna have to watch like 3 to 4 episodes every day for a year to finish it?
I haven't told her the bad news yet. We did tell her it was really long.
How many was it
that they ended up at? Because they finished it, right?
No.
It is still going? They're on the last season.
They're supposed to be on their last arc.
Okay. Okay.
Their last arc, not their last season.
Final story arc.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's basically
1,200 episodes? I know it broke 1,000.
And I think that, I think they're finishing, I think they just finished wrapping up in the manga. So, I think they're working on their last one for animation. I'm not sure how they're there exactly.
Oh, I thought the manga finished a while ago already.
I don't know. I'm trying to catch up. Oh, okay. So currently One Piece episode count is 1,092.
92. Oh, okay.
Currently 13 OVAs and 13 TV specials, 15 movies. So if you want to watch it, it's going to be a while. Let's see. I have to see what the... I don't remember when it was ending. You got it? Because I might have that backwards.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what? The manga hasn't ended yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go.
It... the according final, to Oda, it will end this year or next year.
Yeah. That dude's kind of cheeky. Like, he'll throw in some stuff where you're like...
Yeah.
Dude... What? Like, I'm almost to 1,000 episodes now. There are characters that are still coming back from, like, the first season.
Yeah.
Like, 20 episodes in, there's characters that are now coming back. You're what?
Because of the major arc there that's beginning this year.
Yeah.
There's another article from Game Rant that's saying it most likely will end closer to 2030. The manga.
Because the end arc. Well, because the end arc, they're kind of hyping. I don't know.
Because they're saying because there's a lot of plot threads that would need to be tied after it.
Here's the thing.
Possibly.
But. Here's the thing that Rachel showed me this thing, like, it's true. Oda doesn't forget anything. He doesn't forget any character. He knows exactly what has happened to all these characters.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just show up randomly and be like, ha ha! And you're like, who are you? And they'll have to have, like, a little flashback because nobody remembers who that character is.
That's the beauty of flashbacks.
True.
So, I know that was the wrap, but one quick veer back to
Ghostbusters. Okay. That's okay. We can veer back.
I like the fact that Collider is talking about how, based on all the stills, they're taking a lot of inspiration from the real Ghostbusters animated series, which I think is really cool.
Oh, nice.
So they're they talk about how it's moving beyond the original films and taking inspiration from that.
The real Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Good, because the other Ghostbusters animations were...
There wasn't any other one.
Yes, there... Okay.
Okay.
I get where you're
officially
at.
No.
And that shot right there.
Because the other one Paul that was Rudd, like, made
in
was...
In the basement of the firehouse, like, looking around, I'm like, that is...
It's basically... it was basically like a piracy thing. Like, they didn't have rights to actually make it.
You want to know something great?
Huh?
I saw that show in Turkey when I was 8.
Oh, the other one? Oh.
Yeah.
Was
I'm
it in...
sorry.
Well, it was in Turkish, so I didn't know if it was bad or not.
Yeah. That sounds even better. That probably made it better.
No, the real Ghostbusters was good, though.
Yeah. I watched that quite a bit.
Me too.
Yeah. No, I remember, like...
I forgot to mention that one in last week's episode.
I think I remember watching it and being like, I don't know what's going on here. And it's probably good that it didn't. I understood about, like, 1/20th of the words.
Nice.
Because I used to know a bunch of Turkish. Now I know, I remember tea.
Okay, well.
It's chai.
Yeah. Good job.
Don't call it chai tea, then you're just saying tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
Chai.
I remember apple tea, because that was really good. Alma chai. Apple tea. I don't remember anything else. Anyway. Super fun. All right.
Things.
So, Ghostbusters things. Probably be good. Maybe be good. I will be hopeful.
March 29th. We'll Director see. Gil Keenan.
Good old Gil Keenan. I definitely know that guy.
Yep.
The writer, too. With the writings. Really?
What?
He can hear.
What?
What is wrong with my voice?
Oh, goodness. What can I hear? Can you hear something?
We are the Munchkin people. The Munchkin people.
It's messed up. It's cold. I don't know. My voice sounds normal to me.
What do you mean?
It does.
It actually does.
It really does. Sounds normal.
Ah, you sneaky.
It sounds like this... The effects weren't coming through.
My effects, there's some setting that's messed up in this. The voice effects don't come across through my head, through the number one headphone
the rest of us
channel.
Were in Oz with the Munchkins, including your voice.
That's why I could keep a straight face.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't hearing what you were hearing.
All right. Well,
you all sounded normal to me.
No, I don't sound weird. You sound weird.
Your mom sounds weird.
So I sound like a chipmunk to you?
What's a chipmunk?
No.
A
chipmunk?
Is that a...
Alvin, Simon.
Is that a chipmunk?
All right. It's time to leave.
Are
we still airing?
Surprisingly so.
Cool. We're recording. We're not airing.
Or you know what I mean.
We're on air.
We are airing, but the audience is kind of small.
We're on helium.
It's here. This is a pretty small audience. Captive audience.
Captive.
Yeah, look.
Luna's captive.
She's in the cage.
All right, thank you for listening to this episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Check out our show on Wednesday mornings over at Best Love Coffee. We talk about the news that happened during the week that didn't make it to the podcast.
On our Facebook
channel. So we'll be talking about this... Yeah.
Page.
Yes.
And our Instagram.
We'll be talking about Frozen Throne.
Well, maybe our Probably. Instagram. It depends on if we have an Instagram feed, because part of the time we don't.
Ah, yes. Good point.
We should remedy that.
I should bring my iPad this week.
Yes, you should.
And check out our Baldur's Gate playthrough currently going on at Knights Radiant Gaming on Twitch. Check it out.
10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Yep.
To roughly 12:30 a.m.
12:31, yeah, somewhere in there. Depends on the day. Depends on the day.
Between 12:30 and 1. So it's somewhat short. It's a shorter stream.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shorter stream, but you do usually get at least 3 or 4 of us on there.
And if you miss it, you can always go back and watch it because they are saved on the channel.
Very true.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Steve.
Oh.
I'm the Oracle.
And Zolo.
I'm the
Oh, yeah.
I don't exist, apparently.
Okay. Well, you never talk. You just sit there and play video games.
I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron. I do exist.
And you're the worst.
And, currently, yes. But I think Kyle is in the running.
And Jake is wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Jake is wrong.
This just in. Kyle is wrong.
Perfect.
For not showing up.
Beaches have birds, Jake.
Beaches.
Panemas
is wrong. That's for calling out Matt. That's on Matt for calling out Kyle. Steve is not right. That's on me for calling out everybody else. All right, goodbye, everybody. Yeah.